Cost-related risks. Financial risks include risks to the organization's solvency, as well as financial risks of customers or suppliers. Market volatility and the economy might be considered financial risks. Another type is the risk of non-payment or late payment from customers. This can be mitigated using credit checks, background checks like talking with the customer's other suppliers, or use of safer payment terms and instruments. Inventory financial risks and cost control are discussed more next. Inventory risks and supply chain inventory financing solutions. Paying for inventory to be manufactured or buying inventory for resale is a risk because it ties up working capital, current funds, and is an opportunity cost for organizations. For manufacturers, this opportunity cost is quite high since they start the cycle with raw materials and usually have a deep inventory commitment, but for a limited range of inventory. Wholesalers have wide risk due to more types of inventory and may have somewhat deeper risk if they need to take a position on seasonal inventories, especially if powerful retailers require they have this inventory responsibility. Retailers have even broader risk with even more products, but the risk is not deep. It is all about keeping high turnover levels. Note that some supply chain inventory financing solutions can be used to reduce the risk of supplier financial failure because the timing of payments to the supplier can be sped up. The third party, called a factor, pays the supplier immediately while setting up longer payment terms with the buyer. Inventory financing, called factoring, with the inventory used as collateral, enables organizations to free up working capital for other purposes. The amount of financing that is offered is based not only on the value of the inventory, but also on inventory risks such as the inventory carrying cost, the predicted duration that the inventory will need to be carried, and obsolescence risk. Organizations that have reliable records, for example blockchain records, and data to support likely sales rates will have an advantage in getting better financing rates and financing amounts. Cost control versus service level risks. Cost control while maintaining an acceptable service level has been a main theme in this course. One risk is that cost cutting will be allowed to go to the point where it risks reducing the customer service level below the targeted level. Another risk related to unnecessary costs is one of complacency. Even systems that were optimized when designed will grow less optimal over time as events, prices, demand, and so on change. Periodic review and continuous improvement or transformation are needed.